Peter's on the line. Hello, Peter.
Good evening. I just have two questions, if I may. One is, the aircraft flies into an area of air turbulence. Is this turbulence caused by varying wind speeds or crosswinds or a change in air density?
Interesting question, Peter. I've also got a question from Kai in Essex, who says, when there's a 3 or 4 minute gap between each plane and the planes are taking off, is that due to turbulence? Maybe you could tackle both of those, Dave.
The general air turbulence you're getting in an aircraft, you're flying through the air at about 500 miles an hour. If you're flying through beautifully smooth air where it's all, either all moving, it's not moving at all, or it's all moving at the same speed, you'll have a nice smooth journey. But if you're in complicated, messy air, so if there's wind blowing off a rough surface, or if there's areas where the air is moving upwards and areas where it's moving downwards, somewhere it's going sideways, as the plane flies through these, it will suddenly be flying too fast and have too much lift, so it will go upwards. Then it will suddenly be flying too slowly, it will go downwards, it will fly into upwards moving air, moving downwards moving air, sideways moving air. So it sort of gets shaken around because it's going through these little pockets of moving air very quickly, and you feel it is kind of being shaken around all over the place. The thing with aircraft not being able to fly very close to each other is related. It's because when a plane flies through the air, it's pushing lots of air downwards, and this creates, over its wings, the air at the side isn't getting pushed downwards, so it kind of gets lifted upwards, and you get these two kind of swirls, these two vortices, one at the end of each tail. And from a small plane, those aren't very dangerous, but from something like a 747 or an A380, those are incredibly powerful. There's a huge amount of energy in these things. And if a small aircraft gets caught in one of those behind a large aircraft and get flipped upside down and can crash really viciously.
So you don't want them too close for that reason, which is also why mid-air collisions or near, you know, near misses are so important as well, I suppose.
Yes, if you had a near miss flying into these vortices, wake vortices from another aircraft, you could cause problems. But is not as bad as near the ground, because if you're up high, you've got more time to deal with the fact you're now upside down. If you're at 100 feet, you don't have any time at all, and it's very messy.